Good morning, this is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Small businesses are a vital part of the state and national economies. When they struggle, it often portends deeper issues for the economy at large. However, access to tools and networking needed to start and grow a business can be difficult to obtain without proper resources.
In America, there are 1.4 million LGBT business owners. 430 of them are here in Wisconsin. The state chapter of the Small Business Administration and the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce are joining forces tomorrow in Milwaukee to bring LGBT businesses together to offer tools that they believe will put those businesses on a secure footing.
Jason Ray of the Wisconsin LGBT Chamber of Commerce, Eric Ness of the Wisconsin District of the U.S. Small Business Administration, and Jonathan Lovitz of the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce joined Audrey Nowakowski to talk about the Business Builder event and why it's so important to strengthen the community.
Jason Ray, Eric Ness, and Jonathan Lovitz, thank you for coming into Lake Effect.
We're very happy
Thanks
to
for
be
having
here.
Us.
Thank you.
So we're having a national event for LGBT-owned small businesses here in Milwaukee. To start, how do state and national economies benefit from strengthening their LGBT-owned small businesses?
Well, I'm happy to start that off from the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce perspective. You know, we are the business voice of the LGBT community, and our job is to work with great organizations like the Small Business Administration, our 45-plus local affiliate chambers, and the 150 and more growing corporate partners that we have throughout the Fortune 500 to work to create opportunities for LGBT-owned businesses to succeed, much the same way as has always been done for other diverse and minority business communities. The LGBT community is well-regarded for that pink dollar figure, that something around $900 billion that we are reported to be worth in the U.S., But what's even more important is what we contribute. You know, LGBT-owned businesses, of which there are about 1.4 million in the United States, innovate industries, create thousands of jobs, and contribute billions to the GDP every year. So when we work for programs that try to get them included into the billions of dollars in contracting and procurement opportunities that exist out there, it's simply a matter of fairness because LGBT businesses are already giving back so much to the country.
And what kind of niche do LGBT businesses fill? Are there particular industries that they are more prone to have? I mean, because we think of small business as an honorable thing to have a small business, to be a small business owner. But what separates LGBT businesses? Is it the fact that perhaps they focus on more types of markets? And what are they contributing? Why do we need an LGBT Chamber of Commerce?
I can speak for our membership here in Wisconsin. We've got more than 430 businesses that belong to our chamber, and they really cover a wide range of industries. They're everything from, you know, professional services with attorneys, dentists, doctors, to graphic design firms, to retail shops. They really cover the gamut, and I think that's the real important thing to remember, that LGBT business owners are out there in every capacity, in every facet, and that's why we really work to try to promote those businesses here at the chamber, and why we're really, you know, excited to have an event like the LGBT Business Builder coming to Milwaukee so we can help give some more tools and skills to those businesses to help them succeed and be even more successful in the work that they're already doing.
And what is the benefit of stating yourself as an LGBT business or affiliate or business owner? As you mentioned, businesses like this are all across the board. And what do people have to benefit from affiliating with this?
Well, one of the important things about identifying yourself as an LGBT business owner is one, connecting with your local NGLCC affiliate. As Jason mentioned, right here in Wisconsin, you've got this phenomenal network of other LGBT and ally-owned businesses who want to work with you on a B2B local level to keep growing your day-to-day businesses. But perhaps more importantly, and something that everyone will learn about at the LGBT Business Builder, is the process of LGBT Business Enterprise Certification, which is parallel to the same kind of certifications that exist for women or ethnic minorities to help get you direct access to the billions of dollars of contracts that are out there that are specifically targeted at diverse-owned businesses. So step one is identifying who you are, and step two is taking advantage of all the tools and resources that are out there to help you grow. You know, the SBA is a phenomenal trailblazer in this respect, in that they have specialized programs to find micro-grants and mentorship and programs to help you accelerate the growth of your business when coupled with NGLCC certification. So pairing that with the enormous benefits of your local LGBT chamber affiliate, the opportunities for your business to grow are simply astronomical.
I think Jonathan, you know, hits it right on the head there. And when we look at folks for why they might join our organization here in Wisconsin, you know, our online business directory averages about 31,000 unique searches a month from folks around the state looking to connect with businesses that share their values. At all of our events, people are coming together to try to find those either B2B or B2C opportunities. But, you know, business owners and consumers are out there looking to find businesses that share kind of that pro-fairness value set. They really want to work to help grow it together. And in partnership with those individuals who have that common commitment and those values, working with great partners like NGLCC and the SBA will really open doors for these businesses.
Now, Jonathan, what is the national perspective currently, and what is the NGLCC's goal in creating stronger foundations within separate states? Because, for example, we do have gay marriage, the law of the land, but still some states differ in discrimination laws and various other things. So have things improved since starting these business builder initiatives, and what's the wider goal?
Programs like the LGBT Business Builder are helping raise awareness to the fact that just because we have marriage equality in 50 states, it doesn't change the fact that an LGBT person can still be fired in 29 of them simply for putting their partner's photo on their desk at work. Or the fact that if you're an LGBT business owner and you apply for credit at a bank for your business, a loan to help get you going, there are only 12 states in the country where you're legally protected from being discriminated against. So one of the things that we aspire to do, and have thankfully worked so well in partnership with our government and corporate partners to do, is create a national network of unified laws and protections to ensure that an LGBT business owner has the same opportunity to achieve the American dream as everyone else. Just this year, we introduced the New York State Supplier Diversity Act, which will hopefully, if passed this year, open up $240 billion in contracts for LGBT businesses in New York that never would have been accessible to them before, just as we did by executive order in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and the year before with the Public Utilities Commission of California. So we're going state by state until we've got a fully unified system of equal opportunity. And hopefully along with that comes matching laws that keep us safe in the workplace, keep us safe in our public accommodations, and ensure that all Americans are created and treated equally.
Now, Jason and Eric, you can tackle this in the Wisconsin perspective. What is our climate like for LGBT small businesses, and what unique challenges are we facing, and how are you both working together to improve this?
Sure. I think, you know, building off of what Jonathan had previously talked about, you know, in Wisconsin, we were one of the first states that actually protected LGB individuals in the workplace back in the 1980s, the first state to have a statewide non-discrimination ordinance for gays and lesbians. But we still don't cover members of the trans community. So we are still kind of behind in that front. So that's obviously one barrier that we're working to overcome, is making sure that, you know, people can be themselves fully at work. Which is a part of what we do. And the other part is trying to open up those doors for opportunities. We have corporate members calling us on a regular basis looking for newly certified businesses that they can use. They're calling us looking for resources like the SBA provides, and we're really working on trying to provide those tools and connections to those business owners so that they can be more successful in the end of the day. You know, our mission is really to help make sure that business is stronger, particularly our strong business partners, and that we're growing a diverse business community here in Wisconsin. And it's something we couldn't do without the SBA.
I think the challenges are some of the basic challenges that all small businesses have. Access to capital. So you get certified. Now you have access to a contract. How do you complete the contract? You need access to capital. And SBA plays a huge role in that. Where, in fact, this year we're charging no fees for loans $150,000 or less for an SBA guarantee. What a great opportunity for a business who's getting contracts, who needs that line of credit, and needs something that will be there for the next 7 years. So actually, SBA can do loans up to $5 million with our 7A program. Last year, we helped out over 1,700 businesses. That's a huge factor for all small businesses is, you know, access to capital. But also is what happens if you need more work. Naturally, more work is something that all of small businesses need. And so at the SBA, we have our three C's. Capital is one, which we talked a little bit about, but contracting, finding other opportunities to work with government entities. And so the SBA, we have our C for contracting, where basically we're looking, 23% of all federal contracts are supposed to go to small businesses, 5% for small disadvantaged businesses, 3% for our hub zone, which is a historically underutilized business zone, 5% women, and 3% for service-disabled veterans. So what we want to do is make sure this gets out there, that folks know that there's opportunities where not only are they using the LBGT certification, but there's other opportunities in the federal government of where they may fit in and be able to sell their products. And we know that small businesses are innovators, so we like working with small businesses because they're more creative. They don't have as much bureaucracy to go through. And then our third C is counseling, where we have our small business development centers, our SCORE chapters, our women's business centers here. WIBIC is our women's business centers. And we have something called a VBOC for veteran business centers that can work with veteran businesses. So they all exist to help people put that business plan together or maybe answer a question of, What do I need to do when I open my business? What kind of forms do I need? What different things? What kind of HR stuff do I have to do? All those questions exist, and we have folks to help answer those questions.
And outside of those resources that are available to small businesses in Wisconsin and now soon to be the added LGBT business, how did the relationship between the SBA and the LGBT chambers, both statewide and nationally, how did this all come together? Because this is the first event of its kind in Milwaukee.
The NGLCC and the SBA have a really wonderful history of working together. We last year, when the LGBT Business Builder Program began, it was a very small program in just a few cities, and the demand was so great this year that we nearly tripled the amount of cities that we traveled to and presented this really terrific roadshow about what the NGLCC can bring you through our certification and benefits program, and also what the SBA has to deliver on their incredible suite of opportunities and services. So our memorandum of understanding together is really quite strong and actually set a trend to help the NGLCC develop some great relationships with other executive agencies of the federal government. We now have quite a few MOUs in place with major federal agencies to recognize, utilize, work with, and help develop LGBT businesses. Never would have happened without the support of the SBA.
And for all of you, Jonathan, you're on the national scale, but even Eric and Jason, what's the big picture you all would like to see come from this event and other business builders here for the LGBT community? What's the next step in really solidifying a strong foundation?
I mean, we're just really excited about the relationship that we already have built with the SBA and what we're able to do with that and how we can continue. You know, Eric and his entire team have really been tremendous partners in the work that we've done for several years, and we were really excited in June to be able to sign a strategic alliance memorandum with the SBA district office here in Wisconsin that really solidifies that partnership. And I think the event this week is one great example of what we can do together to really open up those opportunities to help get businesses certified. The business builder is really going to focus on both what the certification is, the LGBT Business Enterprise Certification, how businesses can take advantage of that, and then also about the tools that the SBA has. So that way, as we continue to work together over time, we can continue doing more programs, continue doing opportunities, and really fully utilizing the resources of the SBA to help better serve our members here in Wisconsin.
Small businesses bring the ideas. They bring the energy. All we want to do is support them to help them grow their businesses, whether it be counseling, contracting, or capital. And so what we want to do is really play a role and say, hey, this is what we have to help you move your business forward. And the really great thing about it is, what do they do when they're successful? They're hiring people. More people are going to work. More people are successful. So that's really what our focus is just trying to help them be successful, help all businesses be successful.
Anything to add, Jonathan?
they both hit it right on the head. You know, Jason and Eric are testament to the great leadership that exists out there, both LGBT and ally, because everyone's recognizing that there's both a moral and economic benefit to helping more Americans achieve the American dream. And especially as we become an even more minority-majority nation, it's wonderful to see all of these great partnerships develop, not just in the LGBT community, but in other diverse communities. The NGLCC spearheaded what's called the National Business Inclusion Consortium, which is a roundtable not just of LGBT business and advocacy groups, but also African-American and Hispanic and women and disability-owned businesses, because we all recognize, as does the SBA and all of our local chambers, that when we all do better, we all do better. And one of the things that we'll be talking about at the LGBT Business Builder is how to forge powerful connections with your allies in the community so that every small business does better.
Well, Jonathan Lovitz, Eric Ness, and Jason Ray, thank you all so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jason Ray is the executive director of the Wisconsin LGBT Chamber of Commerce. Eric Ness is the Wisconsin district director of the U.S. Small Business Administration. And Jonathan Lovitz is the vice president of external affairs for the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. They spoke with Audrey Nowakowski.
The Milwaukee LGBT Business Builder event is in Milwaukee through tomorrow afternoon. You'll find a link to more information and resources at WUWM.com.